Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Headlines from President Ramaphosa's State of the Nation speech, a 100 billion rand transformation fund and a plan to rescue local government. The fund had been mooted a few days earlier, but with little detail. We still don't know much more about it, except that it'll be targeted at black-owned and small business. The president believes it will transform the economy. Regarding the municipal rescue plan, Ramaphosa conceded that refuse is not collected and sewage runs in the streets because many municipalities lack the technical skills and resources. Part of the problem, he said, was down to the existing design of local government. We will therefore undertake extensive consultation, he said, to develop an updated white paper on local government to outline a modern and fit-for-purpose local government system. The markets appear to have liked the president's speech. Against an unchanged dollar, the rand has picked up nearly 1%, now 18.43, 19.13 against the euro, and up more than 1% against sterling to 22.91. And the yield on the 10-year government bond has dropped 23 basis points, now 10.42%. The speech came after the JSE closed, and no reaction there. The All Share ending up 0.7%, the Top 40 up 0.9%. London's FTSE up 1.2%, while in New York, the Dow ended down 0.3%, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, the Nasdaq up 0.5%. Tokyo this morning down 0.4%, Hong Kong up 1.2%, Sydney is flat. Gold at 2,867, platinum 991, Bitcoin just over 97,300, and Brent crude oil just over $74.50 a barrel. In other news this morning, the CEO of JSE-listed Exxaro Resources, Nombasa Tsengwa, has resigned with immediate effect. She's been suspended since December and was thought to be facing charges related to governance, bullying and intimidation, which had, according to a whistleblower, led to the exit of several senior executives. However, according to her resignation letter quoted by News 24 Business, a fresh charge sheet set out just two charges related to advancing the business of her late boyfriend. Tsengwa's letter says, in summary, that the outcome of any further investigation has been predetermined. While the charges are damaging and defamatory, she's not going to subject herself to it any longer. And ArcelorMittal South Africa, AMSA, has agreed to delay the closure of its long steel business for a month as government scrambles to find a way to save that part of the company. The delay is being facilitated by a 380 million rand shareholder loan from the IDC. AMSA says the closure of the mills in Vereeniging and Newcastle would see 3,500 jobs lost. But several downstream industries say they would also be affected and job losses could run as high as 100,000.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.